This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You guys see the Jeopardy chancer like Holzhauser or something like that? Joseph Holzhauser? Is that his name? I don't know his name. But I've seen the dude is brilliant. You can just look at him and tell he's brilliant. Kind of reminds me of, well, me. I'm just kidding. No, this guy's much brighter than I am. Seriously, he's very smart. And anyway, he's like got 1.3 million or whatever. Fast, 18 days, he's got over $1.3 million. Faster than any Jeopardy champion. I think probably the smartest guy on Jeopardy I've seen. Certainly the biggest risk taker. And he almost lost the other day. He beat a guy by $18. And he played well, but the other guy was hanging in there with him. And I've watched like five episodes where it is a blowout. I mean, the dude's got like $60,000, but $50,000, you know, or more by the end of the show. And all his competitors have $5,000 to $6,000 or something like that. Blowouts. So he gets to make these, you know, 120. He set, out, I don't know how many one-day records for Jeopardy. Anyway, people are upset that he's so good. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. It's the same with me. People are upset that I am so good. No? You guys aren't buying that? I don't blame you. Yeah, but this guy is so good. And leftists are like, well, they need to change the rules of Jeopardy. They need to limit it. You know, like, he can only be on there so long. Because he's the smartest guy on the planet. He's not going to make a mistake. Remember, I don't know if you guys remember Ken Jennings. Everybody thought he was the big gun because he was doing it 30, 40,000 at a time. But he was winning. And he had a strategy. He'd find the double Jeopardy the quickest. And then he'd double it, you know, or he'd, you know, at least make enough money. And he pretty much cakewalked through for the better part of 60 days or so. This guy's destroyed Jennings' winnings, and he's gone to another level. And now the goal is to find somebody who can beat him. Jeopardy's now become a two-person show that's going against this guy. But there are leftists who say they need to change the rules. Because this guy's too bright. No, he's not. Somebody's going to beat him. I don't know who it is, but he will be beaten. And that person will be beaten. And that's what makes us better. That's what makes the show more interesting. And a host of other things. That's what makes the spirit of competition. Alex Trebek goes, well, you've got a really tough day ahead of you if you're going to beat our champion, James Holzhauser, or whatever his name, Joseph Holzhauser. And you do. You can either take it as, oh, crap, I'm a sacrificial lamb to this guy, or maybe it's going to be all these titles. Growing up black in America, growing up on a ranch in America, you know, being raised in, you know, this, what's it like in military school? I mean, it could be categories that suit me to a T, and I destroy this guy, and then I lose the next day. The guy that beat Ken Jennings, somebody beat him, didn't become the next streaky champion. They got lucky one day, beat Ken Jennings, and that's it. But here's what I'm trying to get to. There are people out there who see success and go, it's unfair. You shouldn't have to work that. They need to just rotate him out. It's not fair. Let the ordinary people back into the game. Well, you know what? Nobody on that show is ordinary. On any given day, if you qualified for Jeopardy, you're probably pretty smart. And if it's your day, category-wise, if they do a bunch of Shakespeare and a bunch of Greek mythology and a bunch of literature, which is, by the way, the things that they tend to do, I don't know jack in most of the hat. I don't know whether it's Greek or, what's the other one? There's Greek and then there's Roman mythology. You know, like there's Thor and then there's, all these different gods. Well, what was the one like the guy went up to Mount Olympus to see so-and-so? I don't know which is which. But, you know, there are people that follow that stuff. It's a matter of truth. They love it, and it sticks in their brain. I just remember going, I remember being in that class going, okay, so what's Odysseus? Remind me of who he was in Sisyphus. And what's the point? I remember having these thoughts like, who are these people and why should I remember them? Are they real? They're not even real. Okay, then why do I need to know who Zeus is? Or that, who was the dude that traveled too close to the sun? That guy. Or girl, or whatever. Isis. And Eros. And Ares, right? Greek gods of war. But then there's another series. I can't remember who it is, but there were two sets, and I just remember getting them confused all the time. But I wouldn't do well in those categories. I would do well in sports. I could hold on. I could hang on with that guy. But I'll be honest, I'm not good at sports. I know my era pretty well, but I don't follow sports. Movies, holy cow. Do I care who won the Academy Award 5 years ago for Best Picture or Best Actor or what? Please. I don't even know the names of films much anymore. Music. I can do okay in music, but certain types. Not Jeopardy types. Jeopardy's a roll of the dice. You remember that episode where Cliff Clavering from Cheers, he's on Jeopardy and they're thinking Cliff's going to get crushed and he's winning. And I mean, it's a runaway. And Alex says, well, you know, Cliff, they give an easy answer and Cliff misses it. But Alex gets to Cliff and he goes, well, Cliff, you're obviously going to be our champion tomorrow because it was a runaway and you didn't have to bet at all. And Cliff's like, yeah, you know, well, since that's the case, Alex, let's not even bother to, you know, see what my answer is. And he goes, oh, we got to do that. And, of course, Cliff misses it and he bet at all. There you go. I've seen people lose on miscalculations. I've seen them lose in... Have you ever seen sudden death on Jeopardy? It's kind of an interesting deal where they do one question, boom, whoever buzzes in and answers is the winner if it's in the event of a tie. It happens very rarely, but it's happened before. So what strikes me, though, most is that this guy, who's very accomplished, goes on a show, plays by the rules, and the leftists go, we don't want it. They're mad at him. I'm proud of him. I think that defines us versus them. I'm proud of this guy. Holy cow, dude. You rock. You know, you go out there, you study. And by the way, he's a Vegas gambler. I told you guys the other day, I would love to be on his gambling team. The algorithms and the stuff going on in his brain, man, I couldn't even. I'm just telling you, he's a brilliant guy. You can tell him. They exist. I know some. Maybe I'm brilliant in my little, you know, stretch of the world here. But this is a brilliant dude. And I think that brilliance should be rewarded, not penalized, not rules changed in order to make it easier for the next group of people. That's what left is doing. That's what they've done to our kids. We'll be right back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, get your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, and I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for Mom and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows. Mm-hmm. Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com, your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
You afraid to go out? Did you go? Happen to go? I didn't go opening weekend. I didn't go at all. In fact, I asked my son if he wanted to go see this movie, Avengers, whatever. And he was like, nah. And I was like, what? His mom had asked him, and he goes, nah. He goes, I heard it wasn't very good, blah, blah, blah. So I was like, whoa, congratulations to him. I hate giving money to Hollyweird. By the way, we are still working on this deal with the Netflix equivalent, and we got some things working, but just not quite there yet. Waiting on the site to get exactly where we want it, so I'd rather do it the right way than before, you know, than doing it the wrong way. Anyway, the reason why I ask is because, as you guys know, I believe measles, scabies, and all the other things that we're experiencing, Ebola, here in America, the outbreak of things that we used to have pretty good controls over are a direct result of the policies of leftists. These open border policies. You can't come into America if you're sick, if you go through regular customs. They will quarantine you. They will stop the plane. In fact, a cruise ship got quarantined. Did you guys hear about this? St. Lucia. Ship was owned by the Church of Scientology. They ordered the ship to stay in port after they learned that through reputable sources that somebody on board, I'll get it out, had the measles. Chief Medical Officer Dr. Merlene Fredericks James said that after internal discussions and talks with the Pan American Health Organization, we thought it prudent to quarantine the ship. Now, we're talking Scientologists. This is a closed group, and they got measles. So, what do you think? You think that's it? And no. We talked about it the other day. We got colleges and universities in California on quarantine. 1,000 students at 2 universities. I haven't gotten an update yet, but I want to know how many of them had measles. So far, I know there's been over 704 cases, I think, that of measles across the country. They call this the worst year for measles since 1994. You get it? Since 26 years, we've kept this number down, and now it's back. The 22 states that have reported cases are, this is that to the CDC, doesn't mean there aren't more, Arizona, California, Colorado, Connecticut, Florida, Georgia, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kentucky, Maryland, Massachusetts, Michigan, Missouri, Nevada, and New Hampshire, New Jersey, New York, Oregon, Texas, Washington, and Tennessee. Now here's what's funny. The majority of those states are sanctuary states, as if that actually exists, or states being targeted for illegal immigration. Look at the border states, Arizona, California, New Mexico. Any surprise there? Look at the states where they don't seem to care about people coming from anywhere. They have this open border policy. Colorado, Connecticut, I would even include Florida, Illinois, Iowa, Maryland, Massachusetts, and others. You get what I'm saying? Oregon. If you're a state that's targeted to go from red to purple to blue, you can be guaranteed you're there. So we've got almost half the country, half the states in the union that have a policy that allows illegals to come in pretty much willy-nilly, and you're getting measles there. Now, let's go back. The other thing that happened during the measles, and I alluded to this when I asked you if you'd gone to see the Avengers, is there was a case that moviegoers who attended a midnight screening of Avengers Endgame got exposed to measles, apparently. Before realizing she was sick, a woman in her 20s attended a midnight screening of the Avengers in Fullerton, California. She was at the theater from 11 p.m. to 4 a.m. Everyone who was in the building, not those just after at the Avengers screening, may have been exposed to the disease of measles because it's airborne. The woman was also sent to Santa Ana, California workplace for a few days into the St. Jude Emergency Department in Fullerton, according to the LA Times. First case confirmed in Orange County in 2019, the woman had recently traveled to a foreign country with an outbreak of the disease, according to Orange County Healthcare. Let me tell you what they're not going to tell you. They're not going to tell you that that woman hadn't traveled anywhere. They're not going to tell you that that woman is maybe a Mexican national. Maybe she's an illegal. Maybe she is around illegals. She picked it up at her job. They're not going to tell you anything about that. They want you to believe, no, she didn't have it. She was traveling somewhere where there was an outbreak, and she got it. Well, hey, you know what else we might look at? We might look at the airline manifest on that plane and find out who else was on that plane with her. There'd be a lot of investigating that needs to happen if she was on the plane and she got it in another place. Was she traveling with companions? Who else had? Oh, no. She's a lone wolf. That's what they like to call terrorists. The lone, when they're Muslim terrorists. She's a lone wolf terrorist. They got the measles and essentially exposed, I don't know, hundreds of people. The Avengers was sold out. It's a blockbuster. Everybody's got to see it because of the hype. It's got the biggest opening of all movies of all time. And whatever. Who cares, Hollywood? If Hollywood can't make a movie about fake superheroes, then what would they be doing? They got a real superhero right now they could be making movies about. Which, by the way, we have a movie coming out about Trump. I'll give you guys more details soon. Second movie. second film. Proud to be a part of it. It is so cool. You're going to love it. And maybe you won't even get measles if you go to see it. Anyway, here's my point. There's not going to be anywhere you can go anymore soon where you're not exposed to some crazy, disease that's being brought in from other people. And the left are going to pretend, no, it's not homegrown. It's not foreign terrorism. It's homegrown terrorism. But in this case, they're going to tell you it's foreign measles. It's not homegrown measles. And that's what they're trying to tell you now. Because they don't want to take credit for the outbreak of mumps, measles, rubella, and whooping cough, and scabies, and all the other things that we have fought in a civilized nation and spent trillions of dollars in health care in order to prevent. Because that's what the whole thing is about, preventive stuff, right? So where's the next outbreak going to come from? I don't know. A grocery market? A restaurant? A play, a park, an outdoor concert, an indoor concert, who knows? But if you think that anytime soon this stuff is going to go away, you're delusional. I don't know how many people are going to get the measles. I don't know how easy it is to treat anymore. I know nothing about it. But here's what I know. You shouldn't even have to run the risk of getting it. Now, you know these MRSA and all these crazy bacterial diseases that we can't fight anymore because penicillin is useless. Amoxicillin soon to be useless. They're all morphing. You want to know why? I think I've already given you the answer. Anyway, I got to take a short break. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. Keep it here.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is backing the increased tariffs on $200 billion worth of Chinese goods. Shortly after the increase went into effect, the president tweeted that tariffs will bring far more wealth into our country than even a phenomenal deal of a traditional kind would. Meanwhile, Vice President Mike Pence tells Fox News,
"The China delegation is here again. The vice premier is here. President Trump said yesterday that he received another good letter from President Xi. He has a strong relationship. We believe a deal is possible, but what President Trump has made clear is we think we're in a very strong position either way."
The two suspects accused in the shooting at a STEM school in Colorado have had their hearings postponed. The postponement comes as investigators look into reports that a private security guard may have fired on a sheriff's deputy on the day of the shooting and could have possibly hit him. And Uber launched its initial IPO on Friday at $42 a share. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris.
Okay.
Get unlimited access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Gentlemen, is recognized.
Bill Barr is following the law, and what's his reward? Democrats are going to hold him in contempt. I don't think today's actually about getting information. I don't think it's about getting the unredacted Mueller report. I don't think last week's hearing was actually about having staff question the Attorney General. I think it's, as my colleague said earlier, I think it's all about trying to destroy Bill Barr because Democrats are nervous he's going to get to the bottom of everything.
That was Representative Jim Jordan from Ohio, and he is exactly right. That is exactly why the Democrats are nervous. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to KJRadio.com is where you can find us. By the way, getting stellar numbers from you guys. Can't thank you enough for pushing the show out there. We're still making changes. We're going to be doing some really clever and interesting things. So I want to make sure I thank you for expanding the show. It's like we do at teapartycommunity.org. I tell people, our members over there, if you bring one person a day, just tell somebody else, please sign up, get involved. If you do this with the radio show, tell one additional person, ask them if they like it to do the same. It doesn't take us long to get the numbers. And being honest, folks, you know, while I'm no longer $8 away from being completely broke, it's not like we're, you know, I have a lot of staffers that quite frankly have done way beyond in giving, and it's time that they get rewarded. It's like one of my friends, Alfonso Rachel, used to say to me, he says, Kevin, the message is cheap, but it's not free. And what he's saying is, we deliver this message, and it may be cheap, it may seem like it's cheap, but it isn't free. It's costing us money. It costs us a lot of time and energy. We dedicate ourselves 100% to this. I remember when I left management consulting, and I had a chance to go take a solid six-figure job again, and, you know, probably get close to, you know, $600,000, $800,000 a year earnings. And I remember having to come into that crossroads and saying, Kevin, if you do that, and it was a conversation with God, it was, if you do that, you're not going to be effective. And not only that, I don't mean to infringe on anybody's credibility, but it's kind of a leap of faith that says, look, this is important. I'm not telling people to go broke. I'm not disparaging those who can't do it. I couldn't do it. I mean, I thought I could. I had money in the bank. I thought I was good to go, but I was way overly ambitious and almost went broke. A couple of my buddies bailed me out, and I'm thank God I had friends like that who were willing to bet on me, and they gave me, you know, money to make sure I didn't lose my house or things like that. But it was a struggle for a long time. And, you know, for many of the people that are part of my organization, we've just been running along on fumes, keeping it together. And I'm not complaining. You know, we're doing it because we feel like it's our mission, and I'll continue to do it. I'm not going to speak for them. We've had many come and go. But there comes a point where you got to compensate people. And we were doing Tea Party Community. We started reconstituted it in Arizona, asking people to give us $5 a month. By the way, a young lady from Oregon said she would donate to us. $10 a month. I appreciate that. She's on a fixed income. And she said, Kevin, I'm going to give you $10 a month because you deserve it. But I asked people to give teapartycommunity.org $5 a month. And the guy says, what are you going to do with that $5? How can I trust you with my $5? And I was like, man, honestly, what I'd like to say to you, I'm going to refrain from it because I know you're asking it from a good place. But I don't need your $5. And I don't mean it in the sense that collectively we don't need it in order to build this organization. But I've spent hundreds of thousands of dollars here. And, you know, and how dare you think I'm going to take your, ooh, what do you think I'm going to do? Go run off and buy a vacation home in the Caymans or something? I live as meagerly as I possibly can, and I've taken on a lot of responsibility, taking care of nephews and nieces, making sure some of my family members go to college. Now I've got an aunt in my house who's a quadriplegic. Effectively, she's got her movement, but she can't stand or do anything for herself. She can't even scratch her nose. So don't tell me I'm looking for your money, you know, so I can look. I'm doing the things. I live exactly what I preach on this radio show every single day. I live it. Doesn't make me perfect. I tell you guys all the time, I'm a failed Christian of the highest order. But I'm not here to fleece you out of your $5. I'm here to give you something where you can feel like you're winning. TeaPartyCommunity.org is a challenger to Facebook. It isn't for Kevin's ego. If you want to be on it, be on it. If you want to donate to it, donate to it. But don't come to me later when it is successful and be like, oh, Kevin, and we look back and you gave nothing. Because you know what? I don't need friends like that. I need people that want to support what we do. I'm not a rich man. And it, other than when I was a kid, when I wanted to be a millionaire, woohoo, that was a big deal, you know, many, many years ago. I've never wished for wealth any longer. And I'll be blunt. If I wanted money, there are much easier ways to do it. And I wouldn't be doing a radio show where I don't make a nickel. So that's just the truth. People can believe it. You can live it. I don't, you know, but it is what it is. Anyway, that's not what I want to talk about. I want to finish talking about Jim Jordan. Jim Jordan calls out these guys in this Judiciary Committee and he says, I know what you're doing. Because they want to subpoena Barr. If I was Barr, I'd tell them to go suck it. I wouldn't go. I'd say, I've given you all I need to give you. I don't need a subpoena. Now, he may do it just for grins. But part of me says, Barr, do it and let them know all the reasons why you're about to get in their grill. Anyway, here's Jim Jordan with the rest of that clip.
I think it's, as my colleague said earlier, I think it's all about trying to destroy Bill Barr because Democrats are nervous he's going to get to the bottom of everything. He's going to find out how and why this investigation started in the first place. Never forget what Bill Barr said a few weeks ago, 3.5 weeks ago, when he testified in front of the Senate Finance Committee. Said a lot of important things, but he said four very interesting things. First, he said there was a failure of leadership at the upper echelon, term he used, upper echelon of the FBI. We all know that's the case. Director Comey's been fired. Deputy Director McCabe fired. Lied 3 times under oath, according to the Inspector General. FBI Counsel Jim Baker demoted and left, currently under investigation by the Justice Department. Lisa Page demoted and left. Peter Strzok, Deputy Head of Counterintelligence, demoted and fired. Peter Strzok, the guy who ran the Clinton investigation and the Russian investigation. There was certainly a failure of leadership at the upper echelon of the FBI. Second thing the Attorney General said 3.5 weeks ago in front of the Senate Finance Committee. Spying did occur. Said it twice. Yes, spying did occur. Third, he said, there's a basis for my concern about the spying that took place. And maybe the most interesting thing, 2 terms he used that frankly I find frightening. He said there was, in his judgment, he thinks there may have been unauthorized surveillance and political surveillance. Scary terms. We got to go back to January 3rd, 2017. Senator Schumer on the Rachel Maddow show talking about then President-elect Trump says this. If you take on the intelligence community, they have 6 ways from Sunday at getting back at you. Now, I don't know if the FBI went after President Trump in 6 ways, but I sure know they went after him in 2 ways.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I'm trying to figure out how the Democrats feel like they're going to get out of this. I mean, here's how I like to solve a problem. I look at it from the complete other side. What if I were in your shoes? When I was and it's funny, as a kiddo, I learned skill. I learned strategy from playing dominoes. I know that sounds weird, but that's how I learned strategy. I would have my hand. There are 28 dominoes in the deck, and there's 7 different sets of 4. So, you know, there's aces all the way up to 6s. You know, or blanks. Blanks, aces, deuces, trays, 4s, 5s, and 6s. So there's 7 suits, if you will. And knowing that there's 28 pieces, once I got my hand and you got your hand, if all the dominoes weren't out, I would start making assessments about what you could possibly have. It's like a poor man's way of playing chess, if you really want to think of it. And I was very good at it. From the time I was probably, no exaggeration, 8 years old, men wanted me as their partner on the domino table, particularly if they were playing for money, because they knew I knew the strategy. And what I'm telling you is, the way I would do the strategy is I'd say, well, what's the worst that could happen to me if I play this? And what would be the best thing you could possibly have? And in that, all that strategy, if you will, plays into why I am the way I am. That and my older brother asking me a bunch of silly questions when I was a kid, like, you know, who would win between a an alligator and a lion or something like that. Well, anyway, that strategy pays off. So I always flip it and I go, if I was a Democrat, what would I be saying right now? If, as Jim Jordan, Representative Jordan, pointed out, all the FBI top dogs have been fired. They weren't all fired by Trump. Comey was fired by Trump, but many of the other ones were essentially fired themselves. They were had to be let go by Mueller. Many of them have now been proven to have lied in Congress, and lied under oath. So will Comey, by the way. And Jim Jordan's laying this strategy out, and I'm asking myself, if I were a Democrat, what would I be thinking right now? The only way you could be thinking that you're not guilty, that there's something in it for you, is if you just believe the hype. When we come back, we'll play the rest of that clip.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe. But some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Talking about Jim Jordan, who's explaining how could the Democrats possibly want to subpoena Bob Barr? I'm sorry, William Barr. It's going to be interesting. And let me tell you, I've given more cautionary tale to Democrats, brain-dead, bonehead morons, than I can give in a lifetime in a week. And I'm telling you, subpoenaing Barr is the worst possible thing they can do. Worst possible thing. But let them do it. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Jim Jordan's about to lay out two reasons why he's pretty much in amazement that the Democrats... He shares my view of this, that why would you possibly want to be subpoenaing Barr under these circumstances? So he's about to lay that out, and here it is.
And the first one is the now famous dossier. On October 21st, 2016, the FBI used one party's opposition research document as the basis to go to a secret court to get a warrant to spy on the other party's campaign. That happened. Democrat National Committee, the Clinton campaign, paid Perkins Coie Law Firm, who hired Fusion GPS, who then hired a foreigner, Christopher Steele, who did what? Talked to Russians and put together this salacious, unverified document that became the basis to get a warrant to spy on the Trump campaign. They did it. And when they went to the court, they didn't tell them important things like who paid for it. They didn't tell him that Christopher Steele had already told the FBI and the Justice Department that he was, quote, desperate to stop Trump. And they didn't tell the court that Christopher Steele had been fired by the FBI because he's out talking to the press. They did that. And second, just last Thursday, New York Times story, FBI sent investigator posing as an assistant to meet with the Trump aide in 2016. The FBI sent someone in, pretending to be somebody else, to talk with George Papadopoulos, who was with the Trump campaign. You know what they call that? It's called spying. They did it twice, and who knows how much more. And what I know is Bill Barr has said he's going to get to the bottom of it. And think about the term he used again. This is important. Political surveillance. In the United States of America, I will not yield. Think about that term. He's going to get to the... He said he's going to put a team together, going to investigate all this. This is critical. And never forget the guy who ran this investigation, Peter Strzok, ran the Clinton investigation and then launched and ran the Trump-Russia investigation. Never forget what he said. Trump should lose $100 million. We need an insurance policy. Told Lisa Page, don't worry, Lisa, we'll stop Trump. This is what Bill Barr wants to investigate. And as my colleagues have said, this is the House Judiciary Committee. With the history this committee has in protecting fundamental liberties and protecting the Constitution. Last week there was another important document. Document Emmett Flood sent to the Attorney General. I just want to read a couple sentences. Under our system of government, unelected executive branch officers and intelligence agency personnel are supposed to answer to the person elected by the people, the president, and not the other way around. This is not a Democrat or Republican issue. It's a matter of having a government responsible to the people, to we the people. In the partisan commotion surrounding the Mueller report, it would be well to remember that what can be done to a president can be done to any of us. And this committee is supposed to look out for that fundamental fact more than anything else. And we are not doing that today.
No, they're not. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jacks here. And it will come back to bite them. I talked the other day about an FBI guy, former FBI guy, who essentially warned the Democrats that you're up a creek here. There's been so many violations of FBI protocol. How could you possibly stand behind them? The people that were running it, not the agency. He went on to say there are good people in the agency, possibly so. Cheryl Atkinson said, hey, let's give these people a break. Let's figure out a way to make the whistleblowers the heroes again. Let's give them a way out. The ones who were low-level operatives, let's find out the little details. Let's see how the little muscles worked with the big muscles, and then we'll get to the bigger fish. She's talked about that. You've had media people, leftists, that said, look, Democrats, you've pushed this too far. You've got polling that shows, I know what they have, the fake polling, that shows everybody beating Trump. You and I, sane Americans, the conservatives listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, you know that is a lie. The Democrats are gravely concerned. And I've explained it this way. When Joe Biden entered, I believe he was number 20 or 21, not 20, I think he was, or maybe 19. I thought that would be the end. If the Democrats felt they had their great white hope, that would be the end. Then I hear there's 22. To be honest with you, I've been gone for a couple of days. I'm hanging out with my youngest son and doing my show remotely, not keeping up with the news as much. For all I know, there's 25. They were supposed to cut the spigot. They haven't been able to do that. They don't have a party leader. Nancy Pelosi is under fire from Ocasio-Cortez. So Nancy Pelosi's not the leader. Chuck Schumer just recently agreed with Trump on trade. He is showing that he's shifting over. What do you have? But a gig, but a judge, whatever. Is he the new resurgent guy? Where's he at? He's not surging. Kamala Harris, nowhere. Elizabeth Warren, who was the former poster child for all things that could beat Donald Trump? O'Rourke? Fake Mexican O'Rourke? Where's he? Where's Bernie Sanders, the guy who was supposed to get the nomination before? Nowhere to be found. What about all the people who aren't running? I profiled them. Governor Andrew Cuomo of New York, a governor, one of the most progressive governors on the planet. Now, I hear Bill de Blasio's going to enter. Anybody got a bunch of hoopla over that? Of the Democrats celebrating the idea that de Blasio will be the 14,000th Democrat to enter the race? And oh, by the way, what does it mean when they have that many candidates? I talked about this. For those of you who missed it, I ask a very simple question. What did it mean for us as Republicans? Allow me to expand on it. It meant we didn't have any leadership. It meant it was a free-for-all. Now, we had good quality candidates. We had some people that I would not mind standing behind. Ben Carson, Ted Cruz, Rand Paul, and many others. Maybe you had a favorite. Maybe it was the Governor Walker of Wisconsin. Maybe it was Rick Perry. There were good people that have done a good job, that were good, solid citizens. They were ready to go. The Democrats don't even have anything close to this, and now they've got many, many more people running. And what it tells you is if the Republicans were in disarray, guess what they're in? They're in total disarray. Ask the Democrats who they are. They let me put it this way. I don't even need to go into this, except in a different little way here. So, the Me Too movement is going to eat up Joe Biden. Black Lives Matter is going to eat up Joe Biden. The feminists are going to eat up Kamala Harris, even though they're going to claim to support her. They're going to eat her up. The people that detest Elizabeth Warren and what she's been doing and getting ahead and some of her policies are going to eat her up. Corey Harris is going to get eaten up in the Me Too thing and because he's angry black man and he's also gay. LGBT is not going to say Buttigieg. I mean, all these people, they're competing with one another in ways that they haven't even considered. And it's I'm just telling you, none of it is going to work. None of it. It will fail, and it will fail miserably. They will fail. Whoever the candidate is little more than a sacrificial lamb, and I haven't even gone into why Donald Trump should win on his own merit. But that's where we are. So let's go back to the subpoena of Barr. One guy tweeted to me, he said, Kevin, this has got to be the biggest desperation move of the Democrats to date. And I agree. You want to take a guy who Trump, Trump's got to have a cabinet. It's funny. It's like, who do you want me to appoint? If Donald Trump had appointed Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton, they would be being targeted right now because they're Trump people. So Trump picks Barr, a Bush era holdover. Lord knows the Bush people are no fans of Trump. He goes in, he does his job. His job is just a cleanup. It's not even, I mean, he's not even cleaning up. He's going in after the waiters and waitresses have left and just looking over to make sure that nobody left anything. That's what he's doing, and the Democrats want to subpoena him. You want to see fireworks? You're going to see fireworks. I know Barr will be fair. He doesn't have to be a partisan hack to destroy the Democrats at this point. So he can be fair. But if he has any inkling of animosity towards those clowns, watch what happens. Just in his fairness, he's going to destroy these people. And I can't wait. Listen, we come back. I want to talk about an ordinance that's going on in the city of Dallas. And also I want to cover a group you haven't heard a lot about in a while, the Clintons.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.